Bill Lepp has been known to tell some tall tales.
You know, I started with the West Virginia Liars Contest, which is an annual event held in Charleston as part of the Vandalia Gathering, which is a celebration of traditional Appalachian arts and culture.
In fact, he is a 5-time champion of that contest. He says he builds his fabrications as his stories unfold.
They start out small, and I sort of gradually work into more greater and greater exaggeration, kind of sucking the audience in until really, when they, you know, finally realize that what I'm saying just is completely untrue, they're so intrigued by what I'm saying, hopefully, that they're going to hang on, and then create a narrative which offers the audience, you know, 3 or 4 different ideas of how it might end, and then hopefully I pick a choice that they never saw coming.
It's like a create-your-own-adventure, but he chooses the ending, to the delight of his audiences.
I have to say, I pioneered this all myself. What I created was the Jell-O balloon. Yes, it's exactly what you think it is. And yes, it is that genius. It's like a water balloon, only it's filled with Jell-O. See? It's a lot like a water balloon, except it's a lot more viscous. So when you hit somebody with it, it doesn't just get them wet, it sticks to them all over. See?
Lepp is one of the storytellers performing this weekend at the Sounds of the Mountains, a music and storytelling festival.
It's an event that's been going on at Camp Bethel. This is the 18th year.
Alan Hull, co-founder and committee chair for the festival.
It was inspired, I guess you would say, by my travel to Jonesboro, Tennessee, to the National Storytelling Festival, where I got hooked on storytelling, and whether it be personal stories or folk tales or what have you, and I was just mesmerized.
There will be a mixture of stories at the festival, including those of Gail Ross.
Gail Ross is a direct descendant of John Ross, who was a Cherokee chief during the time of the removal, the Trail of Tears to Oklahoma, and she has quite a repertoire of traditional Cherokee tales.
And there will be personal stories and folk tales from Donald Davis, and stories and music from Josh Goforth.
I was very lucky to grow up in Madison County, North Carolina. Such a great place to grow up. And also every Sunday, go down to the little country church every Sunday morning. Actually, such a country church that for my first communion, to represent the body of Christ, they use Necco wafers. To this day, every time somebody says the word communion, I think root beer.
Alan Hull says Sounds of the Mountains carries on a long tradition.
You know, that's how people communicated. That's how you passed along your values. That's how you passed along your family history. That is how people communicated, entertained themselves around the dinner table, around the fireplace, on the front porch, telling stories.
That tradition continues at Sounds of the Mountains at Camp Bethel, just north of Roanoke, Friday and Saturday. I'm Luke Church.